It's a Bill King show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Quick moving Monday edition. Jeff up in Chicago on Twitter says, Bill, Bruce was the whistleblower when he was an assistant at Iowa. Yeah, he was at Iowa under Dr. Tom Davis. And he was the whistleblower on the recruitment of Deion Thomas, big name 6'9 player that everybody wanted. Ended up at Illinois. And, yeah, I mean, it was well known. And he got ostracized for that. Jeff goes on to say that was kind of the end, or at least the beginning of the end, for Dr. Tom and Lou Henson. I never had Tom Davis on the show. I had Lou on once. That I recall, once. I was thinking over the weekend, I think this was yesterday, I think Dick Vitale's been on once. Now, it was a while back, and I have no desire, and I'm not all that anti-Dickie V, it's just stale. But I think it was one of those deals where you get contacted by a PR person. They're promoting a product that Dickie V, for example, is promoting. So you can get him on, talk basketball, and he gets to promote whatever product or whatever it is he's promoting. I think it's been once. But Dickie V, now again, let me begin by saying all the countless hours and hundreds of millions he seemingly has raised for childhood cancer. I don't want that to go overlooked. I mean, he has devoted much of his life to this. So I'm not at all discounting that. It's incredible the work he's done. But as a broadcast entity, it's just old. And they put him in the main seat for the SEC game. And it's just stale. I don't enjoy it. I enjoyed him, heck, for probably 15 years. I mean, it was fresh. It was energetic. He obviously has a big passion for the game. So that's not an issue. But it's the shtick is old. It's not fun anymore. And then he comes on the committee show and whines about the little man, Dickie V. So again, not discounting all the incredible work he's done to raise money for a heinous disease. If you're like me, it's a disease that you despise. I lost my mom to cancer. So, and many of you, I'm sure, have been affected by this too. But so I'm not discounting that. It's just as a broadcast topic, It's grown very old. Very old. So what are we missing from the weekend? What are we missing from the basketball, the committee? Who's got the biggest complaint? I gotta say, I've probably heard more from Michigan State fans complaining. How did we win the Big Ten? The league that has the most teams invited to the tournament, 8. And we get the perhaps worst two seed. We get Duke is what we get. I think that's a legitimate point. Now, frankly, I wouldn't have had Virginia and Gonzaga as one seeds. I would have had either Sparty, either Tennessee, or Kentucky in there. That's just me. Is there a little bit of bias behind my thought process there? Maybe, but I would have had them in there. It'd be funny to see Virginia go down again in the first round. Remember, we had the stat for centuries, for eons. 16 never loses to one. Oops. Virginia said, hey, Bill, hold my beer. Watch us do it. Steven down in Atlanta. Bill, Alabama board posters are often wrong. See these guys this year saying Bama would turn down an NIT. Slash fire AJ. And then he says, B, year prior to Grant getting fired, boards had Bama firing Grant and hiring Pearl, had said it was a done deal. Boy, if you would have hired Bruce Pearl, you wouldn't be in the mess you're in now. You'd be where Auburn is. I didn't even realize, was Bruce, and maybe I'm just forgetting, was Bruce to Alabama a thing? Now, remember, when Bruce was sitting out because of the backyard barbecue, how many times would I be fired if backyard barbecues could get you fired? I'd be a professional. I'd be doing trash every day. You know, I'll tell you, I take the trash because we have so many people. Every day. I'm a trash man. I'd be doing that full time right now. If you could get fired for a backyard barbecue. I don't even know that Bruce is a big backyard barbecue guy, but he got fired for it. I mean, come on. But was Bruce, when Bruce was sitting out and we'd have him on the show, there was always speculation about jobs. Bruce wanted back in. Remember, there was a petition. Somebody, like maybe students or fans or a talk show, I don't know. But Knoxville, they started a petition to bring Bruce back. Of course, it got nowhere. But how many times has a petition ever gotten anything done? Man, it's always a fun, good idea. Hey, we're going to get all these people to sign this, and then we're going to take it to the people, and they're going to be so overwhelmed, they're going to say, oh, you know what? We were wrong. Come on back. How many times does that work? Have you ever been part of a petition that got anything done other than people signing a petition? Maybe you have. I don't know that I've ever signed a petition. Have I? I don't think so. I would have signed Bruce's, though. If it would have gotten to me, I would have signed it. But Bruce, and I remember talking to him about it, Bruce was desperate to get back in, okay? And Bruce was worried that he had been ostracized. You got to remember now, Bruce felt like the SEC was not going to allow him back in this league. After the Tennessee thing. He and the commissioner, and at the time this was Slive. And see, I'm at a conundrum here because I like Bruce and I like Slive. But Bruce was convinced that Slive would not allow him to freely come back into the SEC. Slive would behind the scenes block it. He was convinced. He told me this, okay? This isn't rapid, reckless speculation. He told me this. He was worried. He was worried that, frankly, he was going to have to go off to Nowheresville to build his career up again. I know Alabama fans are now saying, well, Bill, he is in Nowheresville. He's at Auburn, Bill. Yeah, that's funny. Good joke. I'm slapping my knee right now, laughing. But he felt like he would have to go off to Betty Crocker U to get started again. Build it up like he did last time after the Deion Thomas thing. He was convinced, and I think he was prepared to do that. I mean, he was going to ride it out a little bit longer. So when the Auburn thing happened, it was heavenly. Bruce didn't care that Auburn had nothing going and had nothing going in basketball. Didn't matter to him, because Bruce knows, you give me time, I'm getting this right. We're going to win. He didn't care. It could have been any other SEC job. It did not matter. He could take, can you imagine what Bruce Pearl would do with LSU personnel? Can you imagine what Bruce Pearl would do with Arkansas's literally dormant basketball program? With the resources you have in Vietnam, the things he could do? I'm telling you right now, you give Bruce Pearl the Georgia job with all the players in Georgia. Georgia is loaded, folks, with basketball players. Number one ranked player in America is a Georgia kid. Matter of fact, he committed to Georgia. Literally, I mean, loaded with talent. Just like in football, just like in baseball, just like in any sport. Loaded. Bruce Pearl at Georgia would wreak havoc at a place that has been out of sight, out of mind forever in basketball. Now, I'll say this. Jeff's boy, Tom Crean, is recruiting very well there. This next class coming in is going to be very good at Georgia. We'll see how quickly it turns, but he's going at recruiting like they have not in a long time. I'll give him that. But Bruce Pearl with any – I can name – you give Bruce Pearl Kentucky, he'd raise hell at Kentucky. Give him Louisville, he would do remarkable things. I don't care what place it is. Dude's that kind of coach. And the thing that kids love is Bruce is a freestyle coach. Shoot it. I'm not going to get on you about – bad shots. Let's run, let's jump, let's shoot. Kids love that. I love watching it. That game yesterday, that Auburn game with Tennessee yesterday, where Auburn just kept firing up threes and it was like a relentless assault, is what Bruce's finest hour looks like. That style. It is fun as heck to play. It's fun as heck to watch. None of this, hey, that's a crap shot. Don't take that shot. It's free and it's fun. Yeah, as you can tell, I love me some Bruce. Yeah, Steven, I didn't remember that. So that's interesting you brought that up. I'm sure that everybody wanted a shot. Everybody that was struggling, particularly in the SEC, when Bruce was out and in the media, I'm sure everybody wanted a crack at getting him. Now, I'm talking about fan bases. I don't mean administrations, because they were all worried and nervous and afraid that Slive. I wonder when Auburn hired Bruce, I wonder what kind of meeting or what kind of conversation they had with Slive. Because Bruce, I'm gonna reiterate this. Bruce was convinced that the fix was in. Okay. That they were not going to allow him in. Yeah, Eric reminds me, look, hey, everybody, Vince from our audience, who's a regular participant, just like all of you, he's a co-host. And Vince is a big Michigan fan. He lives here in this area, lives up in Fairview. His sister, and I don't know the specifics, but he tweeted this. She is handicapped, and she had a health episode over the weekend that has her life in peril. All I know is she's in the ICU, she's losing lots of blood, and they're very worried. He's very worried. So please take a moment to do whatever you do when you're trying to help somebody, whether it's a prayer or whatever it is you do. And think of Vince and his family. Let's try and help out here. Yeah, we were communicating yesterday on Twitter, and Vince needs your help, needs our help. So let's all rally together and pray, or again, whatever it is you do, and let's try and get some power their way, okay? I have not, has Vince tweeted since sometime yesterday? I haven't seen him tweet. I'm sure he's got better things, like the health of his sister going on, than paying attention to our social media. But anybody that has an update, Vince, if you can give us an update, if it's something you care to do, if it's something you're willing to do, please let us know. We hope the best. I can promise you that for your sister. Okay, let's do this, folks. Let's get a break. First break, hour number 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on 440 between I-24 and Nolensville Pike. On I-24 and I-40, everything east of the eastern split is clogged. 40 west is the worst right now from Fessler's to Briley, and 24 toward Murfreesboro Pike and 440. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and pick up your order for lunch or dinner. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
GEICO is a proud partner for all of the sleeper team, but every other team they're waking out of nowhere coming. Are you kidding? My eyes aren't believing the little school that could and look they're doing. Everyone, including their mom, surprising Cinderella. Yeah, and both of these giant shoes fit storytelling bracket busters. In other words, GEICO is a proud partner for all of the madness that is March Madness. And little reminder, they make it easy to switch and save.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bungalow, apartment, flat, farmhouse, fort, lodge, cabin, cottage, chateau, palace, shack, crib, condo, shoebox, duplex, manor, mansion, McMansion, hutch, hut, pad, shanty, villa, castle, cave? No matter what you call it, a realtor knows how to find you the perfect home. We're more than an agent or app. We're trusted professionals serving you, your family, and community for over 100 years. That's not just what realtors do. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm Eric O'Prun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck Talk Nashville Predators Hockey. Every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at rednecknation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio. Every game day morning at 5. Right here on the station for hockey trench warfare, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Well, this morning, a clear sky, sunny today, not as mild, high 52. It'll be mainly clear tonight, low 32. Tuesday, sunny, high 58. Sunshine, a stray shower for Wednesday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Did Joss on the city bed, scooter searching for his groove. Seemed like the whole world walking pretty, and you can't find room to move. Well, everybody better move over, that's all. Cause I'm running on the bad side, and I got my back to
888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. Hawkeye Jason said, Bill, Bruce would have been able to keep his job at Tennessee if he had a rec tech in his backyard. That's a very good point. Hawkeye Jason, I think you know me. Yeah, that would have saved the day. He could have said, I've got the best product known to man right here. Okay? I've got the best product. So, how could you blame me wanting to show off my rec tech, whether it's the Bull, whether it's the RT340, whether it's the Bullseye, whatever model it is. Aaron Kraft's going to commit to Tennessee because I've got my rec tech in the backyard and we're barbecuing. Good point, Jason. Very good point. Why would you here's the thing, if you're Bruce Pearl, why would you lie about a backyard barbecue with Aaron Kraft, who really wasn't? I mean, he had a good career at Ohio State, but it's not like he's some kind of point guard that's going to transcend the program. I mean, guys with the talent of Aaron Kraft are a dime a dozen every year. Come on now. I mean, if you're going to go down over somebody like Zion Williamson. That's worth going down over, right? If you're going to take the fall, do it over somebody who's going to matter. Aaron Kraft was not going to be a huge difference maker. Again, good player. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not losing at all for Aaron Kraft. I'm not losing it all for Terrell Pryor either. I'm just not. Eric up in Indy says, Bill, forget about A&M. What about Bruce replacing Shaka at Texas? So now Shaka, and Shaka had been on the show. We had him on the show quite a few times when he was at VCU working his magic. And remember, his top guy was Will Wade, who now is setting it out at LSU. But when Texas hired Shaka with all their resources, because got to remember, Shaka had lots of opportunities to leave VCU. I think they were paying him about $1 million. In that world, that's not a lot of money. In our world, that is a lot of money. But in that world, it's not. And he turned them down. I mean, I don't remember all that came after him, but he turned down quite a few. Texas, with all their muscle and might, they come after him and pay him handsomely and say, please help us. Take this thing over. Rick Barnes has bottomed out here. Now, think about the irony here, everybody, about coaching. Think about this, like, we all were whipsawed here. Collectively, correct? So Shaka comes in to energize a stale, underperforming Rick Barnes Texas basketball program. A lethargic, kind of boring, underachieving, stale, stagnant Rick Barnes basketball Texas program. Shaka, with his 94 feet, getting VCU to Final Fours, VCU, and plays an incredibly exciting brand of 94 feet of helter-skelter basketball. Incredibly entertaining to watch. Shaka had been with Billy Donovan down at Florida as an assistant prior to all this. And now you're going to hand him the keys to Texas. Unlimited oil money, unlimited booster money, unlimited anything. More money than there's grains of sand in a desert, okay? And he, 2 out of 3 years, has not gotten to the tournament. Meanwhile, Barnes is at Tennessee coaching probably the best era of Tennessee basketball. Well, Bruce had a good run. And obviously Ernie and Bernie was a run. But you could argue that right now Tennessee is playing their best basketball. I know they just got beat, but I mean in general. Ever. Ever. People, E-word, ever. So Barnes, old, not too old, but old. Boring, stagnant. Shaka, young, energetic, 94 feet, getting VCU to Final Fours. Barnes doing remarkable things. Shaka, borderline, fired. We all were whipsawed there because I thought Shaka Smart, too, Texas, was an incredible hire. I thought that was just, oh, my God, what is he going to do with the talent that you can get to Texas? And so far, he's done nothing. Matter of fact, the biggest debate about Shaka right now, and they're not going to fire him this season, but the biggest debate was, will he survive? Seriously. Tennessee, the last 2 years, has either won the league, which is now a good basketball league. For many years it wasn't. Now it is a very good basketball league. And or competed for it as of the last day of the regular season. Last 2 years. He's got the back-to-back league player of the year in Grant Williams. He's got Admiral Schofield. He's got Jordan Bone, one of the best point guards on the planet Earth and in college ball. We all got whipsawed on the, wow, Barnes out, Shaka in, wait for Texas to explode. We were all collectively whipsawed. I told you, I went and watched Jordan Bone play at Innsworth. It was Innsworth versus CPA. I was going there to support Drew Baddix. And if you know your area here, Innsworth and CPA, they're both zillion-dollar schools. Incredibly wealthy private schools. Sitting on a ton of money and Innsworth facilities, and CPA's got really good facilities. Innsworth facilities are better than almost any college, okay? I mean, you want to go on a campus, go to the Innsworth campus off of Highway, what would that be, 100? Yeah. It's obscene what they've got. Anyways, so I was over there 4 years ago, whenever it was, to watch that game, and Jordan Bone was the point guard. And at the time, I was questioning whether or not Tennessee should even take him. They'd already signed him. And a freshman post player for Innsworth was James Wiseman, who at the time was about 6'9". He was a freshman, 14-year-old freshman, about 6'9 and 150. I mean, as skinny as you could be for being 6'9". And he played a lot in the game, but it was a fast-paced game and really wasn't his thing, that style, that night. And actually, their team, Bones' team, Weisman's team, they got beat by CPA. Anyways, I lose track of Wiseman. I didn't even know where he went. I didn't even know much about him at the time. That's the first night I ever saw him. And 3 years later, he's the top-ranked player in the country and going to Memphis. Kentucky thought they had him, and then Penny Hardaway got the Memphis job, and that changed it. But he's either the top-ranked player or now Anthony Edwards down there in Georgia. But, you know, Wiseman now is, what, 7 foot, 7'1". He's all filled in and everything, and he's the top-ranked post guy. He'd be, if you had the draft and he could enter the draft, he would go right up there with Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett. I don't know. Zion Williamson likely is number one, right, no matter what. But Wiseman, because of that size, he's all a 7 foot, if not listed taller, and very good. Would go quick. Would go really quick. Matter of fact, Memphis East was just in the Borough at the Glass House, and they got beat in the championship game by Knoxville Bearden. Bearden has a 6'10 kid who's not physical yet. He needs to put on a lot of size, but he's 6'10", who signed with Tennessee. And I've seen him. I mean, he's an active player. He's kind of, how would I describe him? A better version of John Fulkerson? Would that be fair? Something like that. A skinny version of Doug Roth. How about you Vol fans, can you go back to Doug Roth with me? Maybe that's what I would say. Maybe that's how I would describe it. Karen says, Bill, I bet Texas still might fire Shaka if the Aggies make a big hire. That's not a bad point. Now, is Buzz Williams the only thing that's going on with the Aggies? And I don't mean that in a negative way, but is it all or nothing with Buzz? That's my question. I mean, that's been the word, but I haven't looked at it in a while, in a couple of days. Okay, let's take the bottom of the hour here. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash downtown at 65 southbound near Rosa Parks Boulevard in Antioch, sweeping up a wreck on the right shoulder at Haywood Lane. East of the eastern split is still slow on I-40 and I-24, especially westbound. ICU Security specializes in streaming live video. See what they can do for you. Log on to ICUSecurityInc.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. P3 Advanced has clinically tested non-prescription ingredients to support your prostate. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 888-702-5494. The Bill King Show.
That's right, Omni Nashville Hotel, 888-702-5494. The only thing we don't know about that infamous backyard barbecue with Bruce and Aaron Kraft was whether the Cosby Cattleman was there serving Dickel. Maybe the Dickel is what got everybody fired. Cosby, what's up?
Let's head up to Columbus, Ohio, and dot that I, Monster King.
So,
Bill, before you get going, I was about a mile, maybe even a half mile from that party. I lived in the same neighborhood at that time.
With Bruce?
Yeah, West Knoxville. It's called the Rocky Hill area.
Now, what? Give me a visual. Is that around the Westtown Mall area?
Yeah, pretty close, real close.
See?
Kind of in there behind. Yeah, real close to that.
I know where you're talking. So that's where Bruce lived.
Yeah. Well, Gettysview. He moved over to Gettysview, which is a golf community over here, pretty close too. Same street.
But oh.
I was about a half mile from the old barbecue. You know, I wasn't there that day, but I was pretty close.
Because I swore I thought you were serving Dickel to a minor, Aaron Kraft.
Aaron Kraft never even got a sniff in the NBA. Never even signed with Tennessee and ruined his career.
Yeah, if you're gonna die on a hill, you don't want to die on a hill over Aaron Kraft, right?
Yeah, no, you get some money and go out to Memphis or something.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this: Bruce did some really good things. Did you like Bruce as much as you like Kiffin?
Yeah, I did. Nobody liked Stephen Pearl, but everybody liked Bruce.
For everybody, Stephen was his son who played at Tennessee, probably only there because of his dad, and he's now an assistant with him making good money down at Auburn. Why did everybody not like Stephen Pearl?
Well, I can give you the long version of the short version, but you know everybody likes to say that Kiffin's born on third base and thinks he hits a triple?
Right.
That's a lie. That's actually Stephen Pearl.
Well... No, I mean,
you look at him. I mean, Tony Jones had to go sit, work for a bank. Jason Shea and Forbes wound up riding motor scooters in Destin, which isn't so bad, I guess.
Right.
And Stephen Pearl's nepotism, he's probably cashing a six-figure check.
Oh, at least. At least.
Tony Jones is coaching small ball up in Detroit. And I tell you what, Bruce is up back on the top of the mountain now, that's for sure.
And Steve Forbes is the coach at, what, ETSU?
Yeah, and if Barnes ever retires, I'd like to see Tennessee go get Steve Forbes. You know, he's not real telegenic, kind of like Chavis.
Right.
But he's a hell of a coach, very well liked at Tennessee from the Bruce era. Tough in those small leagues. He almost made the tournament this year, but I'd like to see Tennessee bring him in. I mean, for all we know, Barnes could retire after the season.
Who was the president at Tennessee when the Pearl thing went down?
Oh, Lord, we've been through so many of them. We had one that had crimson carpets and a $14,000 gas grill. I can't remember. I can't keep up with them all.
But that was it the AD or the president that got Bruce? That was.
Well, you know.
I'm trying to remember.
Bruce, at the end of the day, Bruce's own stupidity got Bruce.
Well, he lied about a barbecue.
Yeah, I mean, those dudes shouldn't have been up there in the first place.
Right.
It was a jaywalking violation, and he lied about it, and mushroom clouded on him. So it's really Bruce's problem. But one thing that most people feel over here is Tennessee let him kind of walk the plank and get blindsided. They kind of set him up when he had to go to the Committee on Infractions and everything.
Right.
And a lot of people feel that Tennessee just kind of threw Bruce overboard on all that, protected the program, and Bruce took the shot. I wonder how Bruce feels about Tennessee deep down. You think he'd come back?
Well, I mean, he'll never have the opportunity. But I talked to Bruce a lot when he was sitting out because he was on the channel with me. And Bruce would have done anything to keep that job or go back at the time. Now that he's at Auburn having success, I don't know that he would go back. But
yeah.
I know he literally – if you would have said, okay, Bruce, here's the deal. We'll bring you back to Tennessee, but for 2 years you have to work with no paycheck. He'd have done it. I'm not kidding. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Auburn can pay whatever Tennessee can pay. They got plenty of money at Auburn. But, you know, it's quality of life. Where would you live, Auburn, Alabama, or Knoxville? West Knoxville's pretty nice.
I'd go to Dollywood. That's where I'd go.
Go cow tipping on the plains.
That's right.
Hey, by the way, Bill, old Dolly, she's back in business. Dollywood's open for all you Middle Tennesseers and your SUVs. Come on over and spend some money. Now, let's get on to the tournament real quick, and I'm going to clear out. Who's happier today, Bill? Bruce Pearl or those business owners down on Lower Broadway with all that money?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I mean, the Omni makes a lot of money anyways, but, yeah, they're happy. I'd say probably Bruce, because Bruce basically played Spurrier and Barnes played Fulmer. That's basically what we just saw, right?
Yep. The only thing that probably would have been happier for us was if Kentucky had made it to the finals. The Kentucky fans would have stayed around a little longer. But the old Omni selling those 449 a night rooms going up to the sky, I'd say that adds up pretty quick, doesn't it?
Is that the call? Was it 449?
Something like that, isn't it?
That's probably about right. That's probably the low end.
You tell me. You know Music City Todd or whatever his name is. You tell me. Hey, one last thing that I'm going to clear out. Yeah. Is Holly going to get those spanks pulled down, or is she going to weasel in the tournament?
You know what? I don't even know. What are they saying?
I know. Charlie Cream saying she's going to get in. Last four in. Here's my total fantasy, basketball fantasy, Bill.
Okay.
Holly weasels in, and they line her up with Gino, because those chickens have been running for Gino for a decade now, and Gino dumps it on her by about 80. and then Fatmer's got to go fire, because she insulted him over at Calhoun's on the River one day.
Hey.
She said Gino didn't deserve to walk on the court with Pat Summitt's name on it. Gino beat her every time. Gino's the best coach in women's basketball history. These man-haters over here can't stand it, and there'd be nothing better. The NCAA needs to do it for TV ratings. Put Gino in there and just let him dump it on her one good time.
Now, you know I just hugged Fulmer. Just the other day.
Yeah, you talk about that. Back slapping the other side there, huh, Bill?
We embraced. Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
All was fixed with that one hug.
Did you ask him about getting Johnny fired?
I figured that'd be inappropriate. At the time.
Maybe Matthews will come on and tell us that story.
See you, Bill. Yeah, I figured that after Charlie went into Bongo Java to fetch Fulmer for me, it probably wasn't the time to bring up any, like, old bad blood stories. Like, hey, Philip, now that you're here, can you come on mic and talk about how you stabbed Johnny after heart surgery? Would now not be the time for that conversation? Actually, I was for Fulmer there. Whatever coup attempt happened there, I would have been complicit as part of the coup. So I don't need to be a hypocrite here. That one I was me and Cosby's Fatmer would have been on the same team for that one. I wouldn't support Johnny Majors for dog catcher of Las Casas, Tennessee, which is a tiny suburb of Murfreesboro. You ever drive by MTSU or Murfreesboro and you blink, then you just miss Las Casas. Gary Joe Collins says, and Gino dumps it on her by about 80. Cosby Cattleman's fantasy is that Holly Warlick, the coach at Tennessee, who's only still the coach there because they don't care enough to do anything about it, does get in the tournament, only to be fed immediately into Gino. And Gino dumps 80 on him. Well, he beats him by 80. Gino, the last 10 seconds of the game, is full court pressing and scoring. And the Cosby Cattleman is having another sip of number 12. He's so giddy about this. So there you go. I think it was, and Jeff too brings it up, I think it was Joe DiPietro. Isn't he the one that was the president when the whole Bruce thing went down, everybody? I think so. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Yeah, Clay, who went to College Station to see Vanderbilt baseball take on A&M, he's on the list now. We'll be out there in about a week. Chad in the same area, Smyrna, he's on the list now. Jeff, too. Coach Marshall. We got lots of Gator Mike, Gator Brandon, lots of folks we have done work for. Appreciate that very much. 615-293-0722. If you're looking for good pricing, meaning pricing that does not harm your pocketbook, and if you're looking for well-done work, and you're looking for folks who are professional, who understand it's about you and getting you happy and getting the things done you need done. Pest control, Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Call that number anytime. We'll have a guy out there getting done what you need done. Pest Control, 615-293-0722. Let's get to break. I'm the Nashville Hotel.
Clearing a crash downtown at 65 South near Rosa Parks Boulevard, east of the Eastern Split, is clogged on I-40 and I-24, especially westbound toward 440 and the East Bank. 440 westbound is slow from I-24 to Berry Hill. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career options. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with five centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see them in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Well, this morning, a clear sky, sunny today, not as mild, high 52. It'll be mainly clear tonight, low 32. Tuesday, sunny, high 58. Sunshine, a stray shower for Wednesday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got biscuits? Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
That's right at the Omni. Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, if Bruce goes shirtless for Pat Summitt, you remember that? He's at the Lady Vol game, and he's standing there cheering the Lady Vols on. I believe he's all in orange and stuff, right? He's painted in orange. He said, would Fulmer wear Spanx in support of Holly? Probably not. I think the women's basketball situation in Tennessee is an irritant to Fulmer. That's what it is. But they've been paying off so many coaches, they don't want to have to screw with it. That's what I think. Now, again, I know the behind-the-scenes situation there with women's basketball? I probably don't. But I would think it's – if they really – thought it was important that Tennessee women's basketball, which other than Kentucky is the historical program, or other than Connecticut, sorry, the historical program, if they really wanted to get to winning again, they would have done something. It means they don't really care. They don't want to have to buy her out. They just gave her an extension last year when nobody wanted them to. And they're just willing to ride this thing out however it ends up. And it's not going to end up well because they're not well coached. Yeah, the best program, there's two programs in the league now that are on top. That'd be Mississippi State and South Carolina. Those are the two best basketball women's programs in the SEC. And Tennessee's not one of them. Obviously, Connecticut is the program. The Fighting Irish are the most recent Natty winner. That was, you remember that championship winner with Mississippi State? That was one of the best basketball games I saw last year. The women's game between Notre Dame and Mississippi State was incredible. Anyways, think about this. Let's go back. Bruce Pearl, twice in his basketball coaching career, has had everything taken from him. In essence, the Deion Thomas thing in the late 80s when he was at Iowa, and the Aaron Kraft thing, about 30 years later. Twice he has had his basketball life flash before his eyes, only to recover and rebound incredibly. Bruce Pearl. He's had to fight from being in a very good position to losing it abruptly twice. And each time he has come back in roaring fashion. Bruce Pearl. I'm happy for him. I know that he's not everybody's guy. Some people don't like him. But I've always been a Bruce guy. You know, when he first got to Tennessee, I actually didn't like him. But that changed. Yeah, he has been very, very good. And let's hope this Auburn thing doesn't blow up down there. I'm not thinking it will, but I sure hope it doesn't. And his brand of basketball is so fun. Man, is it fun to watch. Tomorrow, we get to some of the guesting. Gator Dave will be with us. Hey, Bucks team won. The Arizona Hotshots won over the weekend. Where'd they play? They play in Memphis. Johnny Manziel's soon-to-be new team, Memphis. I know that they won. The Hotshots won. I know they're happy. We'll see if we can get him in his customary slot tomorrow morning at 7:30. Talk some ball. Chop it up a little bit there with Buck. And we also have tomorrow who? Oh, Griff. Yeah, Griff didn't need to be in Nashville very long. He covers Georgia football and basketball. And since there was no football going on, he was freed up to come to Nashville. His company would not spring the cheap Atlanta Journal-Constitution would not spring for a room at the Omni, where he would have been in the right spot to cover everything. They put him in some flea bag place outside of town. I don't even know the name of it. But anyways, Griff will be with us. Hell, Griff wasn't even in town long enough to tour the Vanderbilt football facilities, which, if you know anything about them, would only take you about 8 seconds. Yeah, if you knew anything about it. He couldn't even get that done when he was here. I didn't even see Griff. I saw Fulmer. I didn't see Griff. Saw lots of people. Didn't see Griff. Didn't see Gator Ron either. Hey, Gator Ron's team had a good tournament. Yeah. I'm just saying. Gator Ron's team played well and played Auburn well. Just ran out of gas. I'm just saying. At Crazy Charlie 615. stay in touch with him. At Billa's Kick. Hey, again, Vince's sister is very ill. Vince from the audience. So whatever it is you do to help people with prayers or whatever you do, thoughts, whatever it is you do, please do it to help Vince. He needs your help. He needs our help. Lodge Bob.